President Barack Obama this week unveiled his new climate change initiative. Let's see how it's being received and could play out in Pennsylvania with State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips. Susan, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Susan, put this plan in perspective. What does it mean for Pennsylvania?
Overall, coal is going to be a big loser and natural gas is going to be a big winner in this plan. At the end of the day, natural gas is already edging out coal. There's a lot of power plants across the country that have converted from coal to natural gas recently or are on their way. And part of that is because the Marcellus Shale gas in Pennsylvania helped make gas nationwide so cheap. So it's just it just made economic sense to change from coal to natural gas. And now there's even a greater incentive for states to encourage this practice because it's going to reduce their carbon emissions.
Though many make light of the notion of clean coal, yet natural gas is less than clean itself.
That's right. Natural gas is cleaner than coal. It burns cleaner than coal at the smokestack, about half of the CO2 emissions than coal. Pennsylvania is an interesting situation because coal, as you know, is such a big provider of jobs in Pennsylvania. It still has a lot of influence on the politicians here. But at the same time, natural gas is growing in influence. And at least from a carbon perspective, it looks a lot better when you're burning it at the power plant.
I imagine natural gas producers are pleased with this announcement.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously the coal producers aren't. The natural gas producers, you don't get as many emails from them as you get from everyone else. But when you actually talk to them, they will say, well, yeah, this could really be a benefit for Pennsylvania if the rest of the country is forced to burn more natural gas than coal. And, you know, what they'll say is, look, it's a flexible fuel. Solar and wind are great, but what happens when the wind doesn't blow? What happens when the sun doesn't shine? What the natural gas producers say is that the electric power system needs natural gas as a base power. So even if you do develop more renewables, they're saying you still need us. You still need natural gas.
What kind of emails are you getting from environmentalists?
Well, environmentalists are super happy about this because, like I said, it's the first time the U.S. has any kind of plan to reduce carbon emissions. Now, what a lot of environmentalists are concerned about is, okay, so you convert all these power plants from coal to natural gas, there may be less carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere, but there's still carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere.
Is part of the enthusiasm on the part of natural gas producers predicated on their belief that prices will go up over time?
Sure. Well, I mean, natural gas producers, if they have more customers, the price of natural gas will go up. And they want more customers now because the price is so low. And so what one person in the natural gas industry was telling me yesterday was this clean power plan could be great for Pennsylvania because it's a new place. It's a new market for all of Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale gas if a lot of these coal plants across the country continue to convert from coal to natural gas.
To what extent has Pennsylvania already converted pre-existing coal plants or shut them down?
Dave, we got to remember that the reduction in carbon emissions started with the recession. A lot of this has to do with the economy. And a lot of the conversions from coal to natural gas had to do with the economy as well. So right now, you're adding to it this policy mandate that will create even more or more rapid conversions to natural gas. A lot of these coal plants will likely shut down unless they transform into clean coal, which is very expensive.
Susan Phillips, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
State Impact Pennsylvania's